Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
We want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. And once again, it's Transformational Tuesday. I love that. We've got a special show tonight. We're going to be talking once again about Flowerful Wisdom. And I'm going to be offering some free readings, free sessions, with just quick little sessions for people. And there's a whole bunch of people wanting to scoot up to the table tonight, which is very, very exciting. So our first guest is going to be your last four numbers are 7239. Would you please introduce yourself? They know who they are. Hey, caller.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, this is my sister, Amy. Amy, how are you tonight?
How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Thanks for scooting up to the table. We appreciate that. And we met Mr. Jamie.
This is Mr. Jamie calling from Seattle, Washington, where it's raining.
And how is it? It's raining. Lovely rain
yep.
in Seattle. That's wonderful.
Right.
That wonderful.
Rain city. But not the rain city, that's Portland, but Portland is a rain city. We just get a lot of rain.
That's good. And you guys need it. You hadn't been getting your regular allotment of rain, so that's very, very
wonderful. We'll probably be sick of it in about a week.
Okay, well, we'll check on that. So
okay. Maybe we'll try to bring some of the rain down south. Who knows?
As long as it's gentle and helpful to our Southern California terrain, I would appreciate that. And Ms.
Yes,
Michelle, how are you tonight?
I'm wonderful.
Great for you to be joining us.
Thank you so much.
We have one more. Yeah, great to have you. And our other caller, your last four numbers are 8488.
That's me.
Who's
That's me? Can you hear me?
Who's me? Miss
Kiyomi.
Kiyomi, and if you go back to our we've got some past shows where Miss Kiyomi was talking about some qigong energy. So we've got qigong energy represented here, along with some wonderful other energy. Woohoo! So today we're going to talk about.
I'm representing Riverside, California.
We've got a few Riversidians joining us tonight, which is very, very exciting. So tonight, as I said, I'm offering some free flower readings for people, and just for people who hadn't gone into the other show, back about 3 weeks ago, we had this wonderful, my sister Amy, who is joining us tonight as well, with the radio show, and I'm just checking my notes real quick. That was row 225 was the session that we actually did where, and also hopefully maybe Kim can join us. I had done a reading for Kim, and she's got a great review for me on that as well. So we have a couple of the ladies here, Ms. Kiyomi and Michelle. I'd love for them to talk a little bit. Starting on Monday, which is October 20th of this year, we're going to be doing a Flowerful Wisdom journaling class once again. I did a pilot this summer where we worked with summer flowers, and we're going to be starting to work in the fall flowers, working with the fall energies and seeing what the flowers of the fall have to say. So Michelle, would you like to say anything about that pilot?
I thoroughly enjoyed myself. The discussions amongst all the participants were enriching, and I was surprised at how different flowers reflected different parts of my subconscious and persona, and I really learned a lot about myself, and I'm so grateful to have been a part of it.
Yeah, one thing I really loved that Michelle really contributed was we started doing sketches of the flowers, and her sketches were just wonderful. I just loved the way that she was expressing that in her journal, so I thank her for that. And she was always that, like, I can't draw. Like, yes, you can. Look how beautiful that is. So I always really appreciated her being able to express that. And then Kiyomi is one of, among part of her talents, is she's also a graphic artist. And so, you know, we were getting Kiyomi's expressions with that as well. So, Kiyomi, what did you think of the journaling?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
Okay. Oh, I thought I muted myself, but okay. Well, I thought it was a great practice to come together and share all our experiences with the flowers. Like, I brought mine to my Qigong class, and I welcomed some of the other ladies who are also in the journaling class to bring them to my class. So it was really neat. And we had a moment where we were meditating. We all had our eyes closed, and I had the ladies imagine a field of flowers with the type that we had. I think they were the Gerber daisies. And right before I said that, all the ladies that were there said they all saw that image before I even said it. So we were all connected on the level with the daisies. So that was really neat. I like that.
Yeah, and the Gerbers were just like, here we go. let's turn this up a notch. That's very, very exciting. Yeah, that's one thing that I find that was something that was confirming in the class is just that premonition before it actually comes, you know, that sense of something before, and it feels like, I just knew that. How come? We actually, Kiyomi and I and Michelle, we get together on a regular basis supporting one another, and we've actually been doing a support group with one another for probably about a year now, I think it's been. And today we definitely had that, you know, one of us would be writing something down to share, and it would be exactly what somebody said, you know, it's almost simultaneously somebody's writing it and saying it at the same time. So there's that level of connection that comes on an intuitive and a heart level. That's very, very wonderful. So Amy, Kami, was there anything else you wanted to share about that?
Well, I did want to say I was really impressed with when I picked my lilies. That was a great week for me, too, because my lilies lasted longer than I could ever imagine. And they were just so happy.
So yeah, everybody was jealous in class. She would bring them back, and everybody was like, mine, wow, look at yours. And I think yours lasted a couple weeks compared to everybody else's, which was very and just beautiful. They just held their bloom for so long. It was very, very interesting. Yeah, which was very, very cool. So, and Amy, what would you like to say about it? Amy hadn't participated, but I was definitely sharing with her, and she likes to be participating whenever I've got workshops and stuff. So anything she'd like to share? Amy, is there anything you'd like to share?
I think it's really great to take journaling to new places and to bring the flowers in, to have people look at themselves from new places and really use journaling in ways that can really inspire you and motivate you and nurture you. So I think it's really a very cool idea, Robin.
Well, and I have to thank one of my regular other guests. Gloria's not here tonight, but she actually was... I was inspired to just do a spiritual journaling as a spiritual experience and have that be the meetup workshop that I was putting together. And she was like, well, what do you think about putting the flowers in there? And it was just like the light went on when she said that. And we just started having this wonderful brainstorming collaborative conversation once we got that about the possibilities of what that could be. And it just rolled into this wonderful experience for everybody who was willing and able to participate. So I really want to thank again everybody who jumped on board for the pilot program. But so the fall wisdom is going to be something that's really interesting because I'm really being guided to just really present it at a level where we're going to be working with colors. We're going to be working with the sacred geometry, the universal shapes that really help to talk about the way that part of the languaging that I understand when it comes to us. We really learned, really know at a very deep soul level some of the ways that the flowers speak to us. And it's so simple, but yet so profound at the same time that when you're really working with the flowers, I can remember one of the other ladies that was started with the first class. We were working with Rose Energy, and we went up doing some journaling within class, and she shared that she never even thought that that would be something that was possible. And it just came so easily when she basically gave herself an opportunity to just kind of be with that flower and write just to see what would happen. And as a collaborative level, when all of us were there together, the power of that. And I want to thank Michelle for that, too, because that's something Michelle really wanted us to be doing pretty much on a weekly basis with one another, coming as a group and then working with the flowers as well. So I think flowers are like that. They want to be, you know, in that group. They're all groupies, you know. They group with themselves and, you know, you usually don't see one flower growing all by itself. It loves to be in a collective working with the other flowers with its stuff. So, Jamie, have you ever thought about a flower being able to talk to you?
Well, no, I haven't, but I definitely connect with some of my clients who get flowers as their tattoos, I don't know if they talk to them, but they definitely seem to respond to their likeness, I would say.
You know, and that's something I never even thought about is somebody choosing a flower that they would actually tattoo with themselves. Because usually what happens with what I've noticed with people is when they are choosing a flower, it's something that kind of evolves with you. So depending what else you've got going on, it definitely gets you connected to something. So, you know, as we kind of move through everything and have it where people are coming to know themselves, they're going to be choosing different things and they don't necessarily know why. It's interesting to see how things would change and evolve. So I hadn't even thought about that as a tattoo element, but that's why you're here.
Now
it, so that's wonderful.
Now it, nowadays, you know what is really popular, and that's kind of a trend, is roses in any shape, black or gray or color. And they've always been very popular, but now they're just uber popular for some
reason. Uber popular?
Uber popular, yes.
Uber popular. Well, you know, roses are always holding the spiral energy. And spiral energy for me really comes from levels of getting to know myself within myself and externally. So it almost depends on if a flower is seeming to be more internally spiraling or having it being more open on the outside. So like which direction is the flow going is always an interesting thing at looking at that. And it's also, if you're familiar with energy work, it's the chakras. And the chakras are actually wheels of energy that are connected to the body. And if you look into Indian, East Indian philosophies and all that, and actually there's pretty much every culture that you can think of has some form of the chakra systems.
And on a side note to that, the popularity of mandalas and geometric shapes that are flower-like are very popular as well. And that corresponds to your chakra designs as well, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just showing that people are evolving to see the multidimensional levels of that, because there's like a quantum level of the sacred geometry that people they actually call it fractal geometry,
right.
that moves it into like a almost like a fifth or sixth dimensional way that people are looking at flowers and wanting to put that back into a mandala and have that be, you know, put on the body. You know, I want to even take that back to Egyptian times, where there was an understanding of the power and then just the level of connection that we have with that. And we can even look into our DNA and everything else that we have going on with that. So thanks, Jamie, for that. That's very, very interesting with that. Are there certain places of the body that they're wanting to put roses as opposed to other places?
You know, people get them everywhere.
Okay, okay. But that sounds like another show. No. Anywhere they want to put those roses, okay.
I mean, with the exception of a few places, like maybe your eyelids or your tongue or something like that, bottom of your feet.
Can you guys tattoo tongues?
You know, I saw somebody do it once. It just doesn't, it doesn't stay. But it was more of an experiment. And that's how people, what's popular nowadays are the palms of hands.
Oh, interesting.
But that's generally people in the business.
People in the business? What do you mean? Like other tattoo artists are doing their palms?
Well, they generally have their hands done, and it's going to the palms of their hands, which isn't really a good place, but, you know, I'm sure that where there's a will, there's a way.
Mm-hmm. Well, the palms of the hands are always connected to more of a higher level of energy. Like a lot of healers would say that the palms are actually, there is a chakra within your palm. And depending on the symbols and stuff that you would put on that would be very interesting to have the palms being expressed on that with some kind of a art form with that too. Because lots of times you'll see healers, well, they actually have a like an eye or something that's in the palm of their hand. And that, again, that can even go back to Egyptian and things like that when working with those kinds of energy. So very, very interesting. So again, we're offering free readings tonight. So, Michelle, would you have a flower that you'd like me to give a meaning for? Anything that came up for you since I had that offer today?
I think so. I'm not sure if this is a flower because it's never spoken to me before, but today it was hyacinth. Is that a flower?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally
I don't even know what it looks like, but I got the message that I need to find out about hyacinth.
Well, hyacinths are really awesome. Was there a certain color? Was it red?
No, I just heard the word in my head.
Heard the word hyacinth. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah,
Go ahead. Hyacinths
I'm not even sure where it came from.
Hyacinths are connected to the tropical islands, like Hawaii and things like that. You know, especially if you go over to Hawaii, you'll see a lot of the hula dancers and stuff. They'll be depicted with hyacinths in their, you know, behind their ear when they're dancing. Mm-hmm. So a part of that is hyacinths are very, very much for the heart. And if you look at it on a medicinal level, hyacinth tea is very good for blood pressure. So it works with the whole flow systems of the body. And it's like a bell. If you look at it, it's kind of like a very much of a bell shape that opens itself up and has a very bright, vibrant yellow accent coming out from the pistil.
Robin?
Yes.
I think you're talking about hibiscus.
Is that hibiscus? And I'm talking about a hyacinth. Oh, you're right.
Hyacinths
you're
are
right.
the bulbs, the Dutch bulbs with a whole bunch of little flowers. They look like, I don't know, they're usually
like stars.
Purple or white. Or pink.
Yeah, they're almost like a star shape. It's on clusters. Thank you.
Sorry, but I was like, wait a minute. Hawaiians usually don't put hyacinths in their hair.
Like, wait a minute, yeah. You are correct. Okay. So
Reset.
Hyacinths are a flower that is a very much of a spring bulb plant and always comes up in the early spring. And it's very, very fragrant. It has almost a pungent fragrance to it. It's very strong. So it's almost like stephanotis and things like that. Gardenia has a strong scent. And it's one of those things that's an annual that once you plant it, it'll keep continually, you know, usually coming back. So with that, it was like the fragrance of something. So it's when I'm tuning into that for you, Michelle, it's that that newness, the renewing of something that's being planted. And it's interesting that you're picking something that's actually a very spring flower for the fall. And having that coming in. Mm-hmm. So what it's saying to me for you is it's the planting of things. So it's like, you know, in the fall, we would take out our different seeds and things like that. And then we would go ahead and once they start getting ready to get cold, hyacinths love to be in almost, you know, if you were going to keep them, they want to be where they're planted in the fall so that they can come up in the spring. So now's the time for planting things. Giving yourself an opportunity to those projects that you want to be bringing out in the spring and having them basically come up to express themselves. Now's the time to be seeding and making sure that you're getting them to where they can basically hibernate for the winter, which is, you know, the next we're coming into that and having that be. So can you think of some projects that, you know, you want to bring up in the fall? I can think of a couple that we've talked about.
Well, I do want to take teacher training, and I know that it only starts in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if that newness refers to that or I'm planting now to be ready for next fall.
You're planting now for things that'll come up in, like, say, February and March. They're going to be coming up after the new year. So, you know, I'm thinking of maybe some trips or something that you were talking about wanting to take.
Yeah.
And having them, you know, planting those for the spring and working on them to where, like, part of it's in the planning stages and part of it just the seeding of those things so they can basically come to fruition in the spring.
Okay.
I think we know what we're talking about with that.
Yeah,
so.
We do know what we're talking about there.
So with the hyacinths, yeah. And just, you know, having that, if you have it come up, you know, it's interesting that you're just getting the word of that and not necessarily knowing what it is, which I think is wonderful. You're just kind of really listening to your inner self and getting that message. So take a little time to do a little bit of research about that And it's always good to look at the just the nature of those flowers and what they do and what they don't do and what their habits are, because that's something that can tell you things about yourself or things that you're wanting to, like we're saying, projects that we're wanting to go ahead and seed now for the spring and have that be something that'll come up for you. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting. It's exciting to maybe see what colors or something that come up for you. So, Kiyomi, did you have a flower?
Today I connected with some chrysanthemums. They were green.
Were they real spiky?
They seemed kind of tight. You know, the little petals, they're tightly.
Were they more like
sort of
like
hanging
buttons,
out?
The button mums kind
no.
of thing?
No, they were big. No. They're about maybe 4 inches wide.
Okay. So chrysanthemums always have to do with, again, they're coming from an activity of the triangular energy, because those petals come out from the center and they're coming from little points of action. So the fact that they're green, points of action for money. How about that? That sounds exciting.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I know you'd like that. So putting that out there for that, and really looking at those small, you know, baby steps of, you know, it's almost like collecting pennies and putting pennies in something that's going to be, you know, after a while, it really has weight to it, and it's something that gives you stability, because it's that sense of security when it comes to levels of abundance and having those things in it too. I'm also hearing this levels of creativity, because when you're working in the green energies, it really can come from your heart energy and kind of working from that that energy of creativity. So I just see you doing new projects that will be bringing you money. And I know that kind of resonates with stuff that we've been talking about as well. So just working in that energy. Yeah, and it's sustainable. The mums are hardy, and there's something that it's long-lasting. So there's promises of you know, being in it and knowing that it's going to sustain itself and be there a while for you. So that's really, really
fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic.
So.
I like
yeah,
that
is fantastic. It is fantastic. So, Amy, do you have a flower?
Protea is coming to me, kind of a red pink.
Okay, red pink. So the protea, again, that's a tropical flower that you see a lot in the the islands. And the protea is this, it's a masculine energy. It really kind of is a feathering. When you look at it, it looks like it's almost feathers. And what that is really coming from that level of kind of imagining a bird that's getting ready to fly. And it's kind of coming out and looking at the horizon of where it's going to go. So when you have that protea, is, you know, double checking your masculine and feminine when it comes from a level of balance and knowing where you're wanting to fly. It's like, you know, get my GPS out and put that address in so I can have the way to navigate it. So there's things coming up for your future that as you navigate them now, it's going to basically just give you that point-to-point destinations that you're looking to go to. So have you been looking maybe at different places you want to travel to and be able to experience?
Not so much that, but more in terms of my work, looking at different ways of doing it from that
okay.
perspective. Yeah.
Well, I'm seeing kind of even past even the projects and stuff that you've got. Amy's in the process of writing a book right now. So once that book is done, it's almost like the travels of being on the book tour and having go different places. Yeah, so it's like seeing it past the level of creation to fruition and being out there on just a new level of promotion and marketing it for yourself and just people wanting you to come to share the book and to share the information out there with people. So if there's going to be a calling for travel from the protea. So it's that new awareness of yourself and allowing yourself to kind of take flight in a new way. So that's exciting.
That is. Thank you. That's cool.
Yeah. And like working in that that red energy, it's like the power tie. It's that way of like showing yourself and really owning, you know, who you are and being able to stand in a place of just acknowledging yourself, the amount of work and time and effort that you've done and the things that you're going to be sharing with others. So it's a sense of confidence, but it's well-earned confidence. So that's really cool. So, Jamie, do you have a flower? I'm putting you on the spot here.
I have a rose tattooed on me. I don't know if that counts.
Sure.
You know, I see a tiger lily or some sort of lily. That's what I like. And I like the little stamens and the little the things that on the end of those. They're very. Okay. What's the little?
Little polka dots on the leaves on the petals.
Oh, no. On the inside, and there it's very. It's like incense. It's very crumbly and.
The part that
was the stamen. Mm-hmm.
The stamen. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, stamens are
very delicate.
They're very delicate, but so powerful mm-hmm. because that's really the seeding of new things, and it's
right.
the stick-to-itness of having
right.
something that will stay there, and it can stain. It can stain and be there in a way
oh, yeah.
of marking itself, making itself known. So tiger lilies are really about coming from creativity, because of course with the orange energies, they're working from that orange. Solar, you know, the sacral center and solar plexus of the energy for the body, and allowing themselves to just fully open. I mean, when you see a tiger lily that's fully expressing itself, it's just totally open. It's a star. You know, it's got that star energy of destiny and showing who it is and not being in any way apologizing for that level of creativity and what it is. So for something like that for you, and it's cool that it's an orange flower because it's definitely working in the fall energies. Again, part of the power of fall is working in the oranges, the rust, the yellows, the gold colors, and even the browns from all the different shades. It really helps us to ground ourselves back to the earth and helping us to be connected in powerful ways that really move us forward and moving us into the winter energies, which help us to be in a place of reflectiveness. So when you have a tiger lily, my goodness, that's just showing there's all these new things. Have you been thinking of new images or projects on a creative level that you're wanting to bring in? Jamie?
I'm currently trying to renovate the shop.
Okay, that's creativity right there.
That's a new beginning, and hopefully it'll help... help the business and give us a new outlook and introduce us to new people and such, you know, which is what we need.
That's exciting. Well, I can personally attest to that. I mean, I did a remodel before I had my open house, and Michelle had helped me with that, and it definitely changes the energy. So good for you. So that's a lot of the tiger energy that you've got working on with that. So that's excellent. That's very, very good. So we've got a couple minutes left. And so really, if anybody's interested in getting a reading, oh, we've got one more person who just came on, a couple new people. Hey, caller, caller 5008. How are you this evening?
I am wonderful, Robin. How are you?
I am good. Is this Mr. Rick?
It is.
How are you?
I am doing wonderful. I love your relationships of the roses and the circles to the chakras.
Of course. And what is your flower tonight you'd like to talk about?
I would like to talk about a flower in my front yard that I saw today, and it was a rose, and it was salmon colored with yellow mixed in.
Ooh, was it salmon with the yellow, or was it yellow with salmon?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think it's yellow with the salmon, yeah. So
yes.
That yellow comes from your solar plexus. So it comes from the middle of your body and comes from that level of source. And moving into the salmon colors, it's inviting a new level of creativity with your heart. That's just the mainstay of what you're doing with everything. And that's kind of what you've got going on. If anybody doesn't know, Rick is a friend of my family. He is a Tai Chi and Qi Gong instructor. We're going to have him come on and talk about his work that he does. So that centering and coming from source activity, whether it's the physical body or, you know, working on different kinds of projects. That's definitely something you do, Mr. Rick.
I know.
So that's very, very cool. Well, I want to thank everybody who joined us tonight. Unfortunately, we're 30 minutes. This goes so super fast. I want to thank all the donors tonight who scooted up to the table. As always, so welcoming to have you guys here. And we'll see you next time here at the Transformation Cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.